Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Hey, cattle producers. The next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming up on Thursday, January 26th. Yep, the every other week auctions are moving from Friday to Thursday this year on Superior Livestock. And this will be the first regular Thursday auction of the new year. Broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction will be starting at 8 a.m. Central Time, 23,150 head expected in at this first sale of the new year on a Thursday. That'll include 8,800 yearling steers, 4,300 yearling heifers, 9,300 weaned calves, and 650 head of bred stock. If you'd like more information about an estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can go to the website at SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. Earlier this week, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association came together talking about their policy positions ahead of the state legislative session that starts in February and the annual cattle industry convention happening next week in Nashville. Executive Vice President Michael Kelsey says things went well.
Our leadership decided back in November, and we'd kind of been building to this, is because policy anymore today is so changing, you need to be flexible, decided let's inject, if you will, let's start a new policy process, and our bylaws very much allow this to happen, where our members make the policy. Let's bring them in mid-year, as you mentioned, which happens to be January in our case, and have that opportunity for members to engage, to talk about important policy and so forth. It really worked out very, very well because it's right before the legislative session. So we know that there were 2,200 bills, if you will, that were filed, so we could comb through those and pull the ones out that are appropriate to us as cattle producers. It's right before the NCBA convention, so it gives us an opportunity to even hone in and prepare for some policy there. And then most importantly, it just gives our members an opportunity twice a year now to come and do a policymaking process. This one will probably, the future here a little bit, I would say this one will probably be more of the bulk of our policy making in the future. It just, from a time standpoint, we just have more time to do that on a day basis, whereas convention is full with a lot of networking opportunities, the trade show and so forth. We'll still have policy making opportunity there, but based upon what I saw yesterday at our meeting, I think this one's going to really take on the life and the bulk of policy and allow us to address those big issues.
Top Howard Hand of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Michael Kelsey. Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts of Kansas, along with his ranking member Debbie Stabenow of Michigan, announcing the first field hearing on all three authorizing the 2014 Farm Bill will be in Manhattan, Kansas on Thursday, February 23rd at McCain Auditorium on the K-State campus. Senator Roberts says it's time to get to work on another farm bill, and the committee is heading to the heartland to talk to producers, his home state, obviously. I can't think of a more appropriate venue to hold this hearing than Manhattan, the home of Kansas State University. He adds, producers have had plenty of time to use the programs in the current farm bill, and the committee needs to hear what worked and what didn't. Senator Stabenow adds, as we begin discussions on the next farm bill, we need input from farmers and families from across the country. The Michigan Democrat says she looks forward to hearing from folks who care about rural America so they can craft a bill that strengthens American agriculture. You've got farm news on Ron.
Messner Ranch, they've got the oldest annual production sale in the state, and it's coming up on February 4th at the ranch in Slapout, Oklahoma. The sale starts at 12:30, featuring 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, plus 80 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. Request a catalog at dvauction.com, or for more information, contact Milton at 580-273-9494, or call Van at 580-552-1555. That's the Messner Ranch production sale, February 4th. We'll see you there.
And that's a check of our agricultural news. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.